It's day 33 within our week 5. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zintle, and we are truly grateful that you have walked this journey with us up until this point. We're in somewhere in the midpoints of week 5, and God truly has been faithful over the past few days. And in day 33, we are looking at the Pentecost and looking at purpose being empowered. And I'm joined by our Elder Vivian, who is with us and will be just guiding us through this topic. Elder Vivian, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Elder Minister Zintle. Thank you very much for having me. I am excited, but also a bit nervous. But I'm sure my topics a lot around Holy Spirit, so I'm expecting my helper to carry me through.
Yes, indeed, and we're trusting that as well.
We'll
be looking at the book of Acts from chapter 2, in chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. Obviously, it carries a lot, and there's much that it talks through, but I'll be specifically focusing on I'll read a portion of scripture, and then we can talk from there, Elder Vivian. So it reads, "All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them." Elder Vivian, let's maybe, if you can just take us through maybe a bit of context around what we're looking at in the scripture, and as well as its implications on just our topic for the day, please.
Yeah, well, so I'm just going to backtrack a bit to Acts 1. We're working around the resurrection or after his resurrection.
Yes.
Jesus appeared to his disciples from time to time after the resurrection. His disciples asked him many questions because at the time they were scared. Amen. They didn't know what was going to happen to them. And in verse 3 and 4, Jesus speaks to them about the kingdom of God. And he also commands them, and he says to them, not to leave Jerusalem until the Father sends them the gift promised them. And so I'm going to jump to verse 8, where Jesus told his disciples that they will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them. Now we go into Acts chapter 2. And the day of Pentecost, they were all sitting in one room, they were in one accord, and suddenly there was this gust of sound from heaven, like a mighty wind, which filled the house where they were sitting, and tongues of fire appeared over their heads. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's when they began to speak in tongues, fulfilling that promise that Jesus made to them, because he promised them that he was going to send them the Holy Spirit. So God allowed the fire to be spread on the day, pardon me, of Pentecost by having the disciples speak in other tongues. And ironically, whilst they were speaking in these tongues, they were Jews from many nations loves around Jerusalem, and they came running to see what was going on. And guess what then happened? They could recognize their native tongues being spoken. They could recognize their native tongues being spoken, and they were surprised and amazed, and they said, "These Galileans spoke, and we can understand what they're saying." And would you agree with me that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, our households, our families, and those around us will also be filled with his presence? They should definitely feel God's presence, just as the crowd felt that day on Pentecost. And to me, it's almost like when we have a happy occasion, you know, when something good happens in the family or in your friend circle, that you happy and all of us, and then they happy as well. And to me, it's almost something like that happened. The Jews that was around could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit that day. Because, if we just make the example of the friends, happiness is contagious. They were happy. And here we are having to acknowledge that the disciples were empowered by the Holy Spirit to boldly proclaim God's message. And so Holy Spirit can also empower us to be effective witnesses for Jesus Christ, giving us the boldness to witness about Him in situations where we would normally be fearful and afraid. So when we look at our purpose, and I believe God was intentional when He made us.
Yeah.
He made us with a purpose.
Amen.
And no matter what we wanted to be when we grew up, no matter what we are today, where we really are right now, where we are from, or even what we think of ourselves, we ought to know that our identity is more about whose we are.
Amen. Amen.
And if we are Christians, then our identity comes from our relationship with God.
Yes.
And this is very important, because who we think we are determines how we live our lives.
Amen. 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 I really love that, Elder Vivian. Just really looking at just the centrality or the importance of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, both in the lives of the disciples, in them doing that work, and even here in our present lives, it's still very relevant. Mm. Now, someone will ask then, how do I open up my heart to receive the Holy Spirit in order for me to do the Lord's work, and how I can invite the Holy Spirit in my daily life for Him to be seen in everything that I do. What would be the response to that?
So when we're empowered to be by the Holy Spirit to tell others the good news, we need to understand and we need to know that we do not need to do this by ourselves.
And
we're not alone, because didn't He promise His disciples that He will never leave them and He will never forsake us, He says also. And He said that He will send a helper. And He sent the Holy Spirit. And just like He sent the Holy Spirit to be with the disciples, we have a helper. I was just reflecting on it whilst preparing, and I thought, what does people do who does not have a helper? Who does not have Holy Spirit as their helper? In Ephesians 3, Paul wrote that, and I'm just going to refer to the latter part of it. For this cause I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory He may grant you to be strengthened with power from His Spirit in your inner being. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God.
I
emphasize inner being because I feel it's from the inner being that God works. He works from our souls, because God doesn't look at the appearance, at how cute we are, at our physique. He doesn't look at how smart we are. He looks at our hearts.
Amen.
And if our hearts are in the right place, we can go out and we can truly be used by Holy Spirit.
Amen. 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 Elder Vivian, I then want to look at then the spiritual gifts then that God uses for each and every one of us to be able to do his work. And when we look then at those spiritual gifts, what I think maybe if we can maybe just look at what they're for, and what purposes do they point us to towards when we walk in those spiritual mm-hmm. gifts and how they come about even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say that we must aim to be more Spirit-filled.
Mm.
So the well from which we get the power to live life
yeah.
for God and equipped ourselves for His glory will never run dry.
Yeah.
No matter how many times we draw from it, we can come and draw strength daily because that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to draw from Him. He wants us as His children to draw from Him. The powerful presence of God in our lives is not a once-off occurrence. It is eternal.
Yes,
therefore, we ought to continuously ask God to help us understand how to use our gifts effectively for His glory. And we need to be mindful that the purpose of our gift is to serve one another
Amen.
In unity.
Amen.
Like he
Amen.
Says in 1 Corinthians 12. Through Him, our souls are renewed and transformed daily as we study the scripture.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we need to know what our gifts are, and how will we know what our gifts are is by reading His word, getting knowledge from the word of God, by praying earnestly, by fast and worship. We should strive to be filled more with the Holy Spirit, which will result in the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
And we know in Galatians 5, He shows us, He tells us what is the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, gentleness. And I always say, may God help us not to live a life of defeat, but to allow Holy Spirit to empower us so that we can serve His people effectively.
Yeah. And there was really something that you said there, Elder Vivian, around there may be that, yes, you know your gifts, but I like what you said around you must always pray around your gifts being used effectively.
Mm.
Because I think sometimes we do take that for granted that, yes, God has given me particular gifts. It means I know exactly what I'm doing, but there's still that element of dependency that we should still have from God in what you said then towards the end around praying, around searching the scriptures, having that dependence on God even when you are gifted.
Yeah.
And maybe as we pull then towards just the end, Elder Vivian, there is a sense, I think, with us as believers around, firstly, us needing the Holy Spirit. And once we've received the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us to do this work, but us having the fruits, as you've said as well. And there's a need for us to have all of these things for us to be effective in God's field. How would you then encourage us as believers in firstly getting the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to do God's work effectively, and even walking in all those gifts and these fruits that are around us.
I would say by earnest prayer and dedication, seeking God's guidance and strength, inviting Holy Spirit in through prayer, because it is with prayer. Everything starts with prayer.
Amen.
Listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Praying daily for discernment
mm-hmm.
to act in faith and obedience. to seek to live a life honoring God.
Yeah.
Pray daily for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's so important that in today's age that we always seek and pray that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Praying that the fruit of the Spirit, and I again come to the fruit of the Spirit, which enable us to show love, to be at peace, to demonstrate God's goodness, His kindness, His faithfulness, His humbleness, His gentleness, and to have self-control. Yes. That should be preeminent in our lives. Helping Christians in their weakness and interceding for them. We need to intercede for each other. It's so important. We need, and as I mentioned earlier on, we should use our gifts in unity.
Yes, because
we're not islands on our own.
Amen.
We need to connect with other like-minded believers so that together we can encourage and support each other in our walk with Christ. And also we need to allow Holy Spirit to counsel us because we cannot give. Yes. We have to be filled to be able to give to others. So we also need to allow Holy Spirit to counsel us to always show gratitude and adoration to God. Now, none of these things are easy, Minister Zinkle.
Not at all.
Difficult sometimes. Yeah. You want to do the right thing, but that other side, you always find yourself doing not what is not right. But we must learn to be disciplined even when we face challenges and setbacks.
Amen. Amen. I think... Man, how you've wrapped it up, Elder Viv, just really drives the point home that honestly, without God's Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to do anything that God has called us to do.
Yeah.
And we need that empowerment from the Helper.
Definitely.
To equip us and do everything that God has called us to do. And thank you so much, Elder Vivian, for that encouragement and just for reminding us around how and where then the Holy Spirit fits in when it comes to us walking in our purpose. And in it's the Holy Spirit through the works of God that gives us the gifts. It's the Holy Spirit as well that through the fruits as well allows us to maybe apply these gifts in a manner that brings glory to the Father. But it's also in us really searching Scripture. It's us in praying as well.
Earnestly.
To God earnestly.
Yeah.
That will then allow the Holy Spirit to work mightily in our lives.
What I always say, Minister Zinkle, is that all of these things are good.
Yeah.
But if we do not have love, then it's just things that we're doing.
Yes.
It is important. God has given us His love as a gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we love because He first loved us.
Amen.
And without love, as I said, all of these things just becomes actions.
Yeah.
They are just empty.
Mm. Mm.
They're just empty.
Yeah. With those words, Elder Vivian, God bless you.
Thank you so much for ministering and encouraging us
with those words. This has been a blessing and an encouragement to me. I pray that it has been the same to you. We encourage you that indeed, if you testify the way that I'm testifying about today's episode, that you not only like, you not only follow, but you share it across your community, across your loved ones, across your friends and neighbors as well, that it be a blessing to them as well. You can find us across the podcast channels, whether it is on Apple or Spotify, Jesus Revealed in Purpose. You can find us as well on YouTube as well, if you follow the Salom Prakpan channel as well. Across social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, you'll find us and many others. So continue to walk this journey with us. And I pray that we will see you the next episode, and have a blessed time as well. Thank you.